So, retrospectors, what historical events are we ticking off on this week's run of Today in History?
Well, Monday is the anniversary of the day Roger first published his famous thesaurus.
Then on Tuesday, we say happy birthday, Mr. Potato Head.
On Wednesday, the extraordinary stories of the child soldiers who fought in the American Civil War.
On Thursday, how King James changed the word of God.
And on Friday, what did spam emails look like in 1978?
We discuss this and more on Today in History with the retrospectors. 10 minutes every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, Man fans. Ollie Man here with the 2019 Modern Man Christmas Spectacular. And it really is one for the fans, this. If you've never heard the show before, do feel free to start with another episode because you are not going to know what the hell is going on. For everyone else, if you've been with us all year, this is our big Christmas present to you. No middle feature, but some amazing live music, and you will laugh. If you have kids in the car, though, I will warn you, it does get progressively NSFW as it goes along. Brace yourself. Here is what's coming up.
It's like the most disgusting game of whack-a-mole. That is horrible.
Ollie Peart dons a VR headset to journey into squirtual reality. Plus,
I decided to try and test how high I could go, and it electrocuted me so severely that it shot out of my fashion hit the wall.
Alex Fox puts in the legwork for the legendary XXXmas Foxhole Christmas Quiz. And Christmas time means getting the family together, so we're all here in the one room. Merry Christmas!
Yay!
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
I'm a chart-topping Christmas song person, so there you go.
So that entitles you to do an impression of Bruce Forsyth?
Jingle bells.
Is that Bruce? Is it? I didn't know I could do him.
No, it's a time for reflection as well, of course. You look back across the last year. I'm only interested in terms of your podcast persona. I don't care what you've been up to in your real life. Oh. What's been your highlight of the year gone by?
I'm going to say escape rooms.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
I loved that.
Brilliant.
I loved seeing you two fail, then succeed. Genuinely enjoyable, because most of the stuff that you give to me, you intentionally do it to put me through some kind of painful experience. Mm. This time I really enjoyed it, and it's something that I'm going to carry on doing. So escape rooms. I should do a Christmassy one maybe at home. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Christmas escape room. You're going to have to escape.
Stop talking.
Okay, right.
Alex, your favourite moment of the year?
I really enjoyed hearing people's stories of the freaky sex they've been having when they conceive children.
That was eye-opening, wasn't it?
All sorts of things opening, yeah.
Right, well, we're all going to be here the whole way through the show.
That was just like a family Christmas, because you sounded weary and we're only a few minutes in.
But we are, as ever, going to kick off with the zeitgeist. Your trends tested with Santa's little helper, Ollie Peart. Before we get going with that, though, Ollie, we must first apologise to man fan Patrick, who's been in touch to say, I've enjoyed the show since your first episode. I've sent you beer money twice. Thanks for that, Patrick. You'll be paying for our rap party later. However, whilst I never considered myself particularly misophonic...
What does that mean?
Alex?
Have
we found a term you don't know?
Hard to pronounce?
No, it literally means hatred of sound.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a condition in which negative emotions, thoughts and physical reactions are triggered by specific sounds. You can probably guess what Patrick's going to say. The noises you and Ollie made whilst trying insect cuisine last episode made my heart rate spike palpably.
Hey, I'm not apologising for that because that wasn't my fault. I did as requested and he was forewarned. I mean, you knew that eating insects was not going to sound nice.
I guess some people may have thought we'd have done the experience and reported back on it rather than forcing them to listen to the audio.
He just should be thankful that we didn't do it using a binaural microphone. You know, that's what they use for ASMR.
And Alex, if the Foxholes taught us anything, it's that for every person who's completely repelled by something, someone else will be very excited indeed.
I think you said that one of the cakes looked like a cricket on a shit or something.
No, it was, like a dog shit infused with maggot. No, what was it? It was something along those lines.
I'm sure it was something genius like that.
some wild Ian epithet came flowing out of my mouth.
Some hugely highbrow reference.
So we won't be doing any eating on mic this time, Patrick, but we will be doing some drinking, just so you know. So, Ollie, last episode, Man Fan Andy tasked you to pimp out your services through TaskRabbit and Fiverr and websites like that to investigate how much money you, Ollie Peart, can make online. Mm-hmm. A very clear challenge with a quantifiable outcome. How did you do?
Well, I had to find these platforms first and decide which one I was going to go for. I wasn't going to go for them all. I just wanted to put myself in a position.
He literally named two. Yeah, did you do both of those?
No.
Fucking hell.
No, listen, there's a reason why. Because I wanted to give myself the biggest chance of having success. I didn't want to spread myself too thin. So I found out the two biggest. The two biggest are Upwork and Fiverr.
Okay, I've never heard of Upwork.
But the biggest of the two is Fiverr. There are 1.6 million people on Fiverr selling their wares, and there are 5.5 million buying their wares, right? So I was like, right, here we go. I'm going to go for that. So I thought I'd start on there with what I know, which is my voice. So I thought I'd just sell my voice. It's really easy. I've got a microphone at home.
So it's very Little Mermaid.
What do you mean?
She sold her voice to Ursula.
Did she sell it?
Yeah. In exchange for legs.
I don't know anybody would pay me in legs. But I thought I would sell my voice and I'd sell it as cheaply as possible. That was like Alan Sugar mentality. I was thinking about what would he do? So I wrote my gig, they call it. It's a gig. And I said that I would say anything that you want, 150 words, for $5.
This $5. So wrong.
So, I mean, I've got a voiceover agent and I'm just putting it out there. If you run a company, I'm cheap. I mean, I'm who you get when you can't afford Robert Webb.
Come on then, how much are you?
But, I'll go down to like 150.
Oh, that is cheap.
Right? But $5? I mean, if you're in the market for a $5 voiceover, you're basically not in the market for a paid voiceover, are you?
Exactly. And actually, on Fiverr, this is one of the reasons I listed myself so cheap. It's so competitive for voiceover work. There are people on there, there are thousands of voiceover artists on that platform, and they've done voiceovers for airlines, oil conglomerates, like all of these people. And there's a lady in the UK called Sarah Hughes who earns £92,000 a year just through Fiverr.
And how did you market the quality of your voice? Did you reference a particular accent?
Yeah, I did. I said I will do it in my British accent because I thought Americans...
British.
Americans,
I don't know if that's really specific enough.
Well, it is to an American.
And I understand we can actually hear a clip of your first gig.
Yeah.
By Jove, it's Kit Complete. Great Scott. Well, I never. Tally-ho. Oh, goody.
Okay, so, I mean, it's embarrassing in a different way to what I was predicting.
Yeah.
How much did you raise from that and who was it for?
Okay, well, so there's a guy called Kit Complete who's got a YouTube channel and he creates electronic music. He teaches people how to create electronic music online and he just wanted these little audio nuggets.
Oh, it's just like a jingle.
Yeah, exactly.
And a sting.
And then at the end he was like, you can add in your own ones, which I did towards the end. Get rid of cheeky little numbers. Mm-hmm. And I just charged him $5. And it took me, I recorded it under my duvet. It took me, 10 minutes? He left me a 5-star review.
So,
5-star review!
What else did you look into advertising then?
So I got in touch with their country manager of the UK. This guy called Andy Ray. I was like...
How? Did you just like harass him on LinkedIn or something?
Yeah, literally. Just was like, look... No, because I can do that.
I admire the ingenuity.
Like, look, I'm finding out for a listener. They want to know.
Yeah.
And I've got some questions for you. I'm more than happy to oblige. So I gave him a call and I said, look, what can I do? What are your biggest areas?
Like, yes.
Should I focus on one of them? And he said, well, biggest areas are graphics and design.
Not a surprise.
That's definitely not a surprise because you work from home.
And also it's expensive. Like before these websites came along to disrupt it, it would cost hundreds of pounds to get a logo designed, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Programming and tech and digital marketing. So they're like obvious that they'd do quite well. But for me, I was like, well, I don't really know anything about any of those.
Isn't your day job in digital marketing?
No, it's more in content production. So yeah, there's an element of that. But also... To do content production, if I was to offer that, it's really time consuming a lot of the time.
Mm. That is a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whatever you offer, you've got to make sure you have the time to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to make
any
money.
Well, do you have to? Because like with eBay, right, if you agree to buy something or indeed to sell something, there is a contract there. You're in breach of contract if you don't provide or buy the thing you've said you will. Is that the case with Fiverr? If you offer your services for $5 and then someone asks you to do a thing, if you accept the job, you have to do it?
When you list your job, you give a delivery time. So that could be a day, 10 days, whatever, as long as you're open about it. So whoever's buying it from you knows that within that time scale, you've got to deliver it. If you don't deliver it and you go over, they can raise a complaint against you, basically, and it means that it can lead to a negative review. You don't lose that job necessarily unless they decide to revoke that order. It's in your interest to deliver on time, basically.
Okay, so are there any other areas on Fiverr that do play to your strengths?
Not necessarily to my strengths, but they're new and emerging and not very competitive, so I thought, I'm going to give these a bash.
Tell us about the trends.
Political campaigning.
So this That's controversial. This you can hire somebody to go and do that for you, yeah, who's desperate for cash.
And it's massive in the US, so you can hire people to write speeches for your political campaign, do logos, branding, all those different aspects of your political...
But presumably post leaflets through people's doors, and then they're not directly connected to your political campaign, are they?
Well, a lot of the work that's offered on Fiverr is less of a physical nature. It's not like you go on there and look for a car mechanic. It's more like, I will create your campaign slogan. You do loads of slogans, don't you, Alex?
I'm a slogan slag.
There you go. So you could go, hey...
One right off the bat.
Hey, Farage, I'll write a new slogan for you. But it's massive in the States. And that part of the store is a real surprise for Fiverr. They didn't know it was going to be so successful. And the next thing is game coaching. So this is computer game coaching. You literally train people to be better at Fortnite and they will pay you.
I mean, you predicted the rise of Fortnite on this show about 4 years ago.
Yes.
If at that time you'd have spent the 4 years learning how to play Fortnite, that could now be an earner for you.
It could be, but it wouldn't be earning that much. I actually got in touch with one of them, this guy called Dean, who is the number one on Fiverr platform in the UK at coaching Fortnite. He is the number one.
Uh-huh.
And he charges $25 an hour. The most he's earned in a month is $2,000. And he just sits at home for 8 hours a day teaching 30 to 40-year-old men who want to learn to get better for their kids. I don't think that's something that I want to do.
How does he do it anyway? I mean, remotely, obviously, but how?
Remotely through the in-game chat. So, you know, these
days. Oh, on the game itself.
Yeah.
Okay, so outside of Fiverr, what else is there? Because you said you were going to look into other platforms.
Yeah, so there's one called Stashby. This is a platform which allows you to hire out any available space you have in your house for somebody to come and store something.
Okay, well, this is good for you because you've recently got a house.
Yeah, okay.
And
it's not that good for me.
Why?
Because
don't want drugs in your attic?
Dead bodies in your kitchen.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, right? So this is what it raises the question. It's like, okay, that's fine. Maybe I've got a tiny empty space in my loft, right? And I thought, I'm going to list this. And then I posted my listing. And they do review it because they want to make sure that your space is legitimate and it's not just a shoebox.
How do they review it?
It is reviewed in person because it's not a massive...
Someone from Stashby comes around to look at your attic?
No. You post photos,
right,
and they'll just check that it's
legitimate. A human being checks that you're not just... Yeah, okay.
How do they know it's your house that you're posting photos of?
Well, they don't really, but I mean, you've linked it to an address and you've linked it to your mobile phone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like trying to verify any kind of other, you know, online account is similar to that.
But, I mean, there are rules, presumably, about what people can store.
Yeah, there are rules, but I don't know how you can check. Now, look, I'm going to be up front. Nobody has booked my space yet because it's a tiny little corner in my loft and it's pathetic. It's like a 3 by 3 foot.
I mean, what one square foot in Dorchester anyway? I mean, if you wanted that,
exactly,
it's a tenner, probably, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to keep that under your bed. So, like, and actually, I thought, well, if somebody does want to store something that small, it's probably illegal. And it possibly is a big stash of drugs. Somebody would come over with a suitcase and a big leather jacket. You go, you should hide that in your loft, please, mate.
Were you confident that you had a good listing on Stashby? Do you think over time someone might come and use your space? Or do you think basically you need to be living in East London to make it work?
I think so. You need to be definitely living somewhere where space is at a premium. In Dorchester, space is not at a premium.
Yeah.
If you want to store something, you can do it very, very cheaply. If you're living somewhere like, hey, Tokyo, maybe.
So did you actually list any other gigs on Fiverr?
I decided, after speaking to Andy on these political campaign things and the gaming one, to list in that space. So I listed the only game I know how to play even remotely well, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1, released in 1999. So I put that up, just $5, and you could. There were different levels. So this is another thing you can do on Fiverr. You can list the levels. So you can have three different tiers. You don't need to just charge $5 for one thing. You say, $5, I'll give you this. $10, I'll give you this.
So there's no in-game chat on Tony Hawk Pro Skater, is there?
No.
So how would you actually coach that if someone took you up on it?
Skype, I think.
Yeah.
I'd have to worry. I mean, if someone did buy it, I'd then have to go out and get a PlayStation because I haven't got one.
Right.
I just thought about the game that I could play and I'll figure it out if somebody
buys it. I mean, dare I say you hadn't thought it through?
I mean, why would you say that?
There is something additional that you could have taught that person to do in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. There is a level where you can build your own skate park, right?
Yeah.
Basically, you can build a course that will make the controller rumble permanently and use that as a masturbatory device.
There you go. Look at that. That's a top tip.
Finally, so, well, our sections have merged.
Yeah, but I could change the listing now to include that. And then on the political side of things, I said that I will write a political speech for your campaign. I'd be great at that.
And did anyone agree that you'd be great at that?
No.
No. So a grand total of $4?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it's a bit like the old days, really, this, isn't it, this challenge? This
no.
Is, I mean, I think I'd probably chalk this down as a failure, really.
It's not a failure, because I've learned a lot about this world.
You've learned a lot, but that wasn't the challenge. The challenge was very specifically Andy saying, I'm unemployed, and I'd like Ollie to tell me whether it's possible to make some money.
In my defense...
You've made $4 in a month.
Andy, the fact that you are unemployed is a massive bonus, because you need the time to put into this. You cannot do what I've done. I have demonstrated that if you are a full-time working freelancer, as I am, with other commitments, you can't put as much effort as you would like to into these platforms. They are genuinely very time-consuming. And what surprised me more than anything about this is the level of skill that's on here. Like, these people are proper professionals. I think you could make the assumption that a lot of the work that's listed on here is half-assed, like the stuff that I listed, and just not very good. Mm. That's just not the case. It's really good. And some of the quality on there is brilliant. So
it's like any of the gig economy stuff, isn't it, actually? They all sell themselves on the basis of anyone can be a driver for Deliveroo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you actually want to, you know, pay your bills with it, you are a full-time cyclist, aren't you? You're a courier, really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, let's hope you have a bit more luck with this month's challenge. It comes from man fan Toby in Worcestershire, who asks simply, I'd like Ollie to look into the world of deep fakes.
Right.
How easy is it to make one, and can he trick someone with it?
Well, I've got the vocal capacity of, well, infinite, basically, so I could just do your voice or Donald Trump or whoever.
Clearly, yeah. Man of three voices.
China.
We should say, because you obviously know what deep fakes are. Do you know, Alex, know what deep fake is? Because it's only a term I found out about 3 weeks ago.
Isn't it a simulation that's designed to look like a real person? It's a fake version of a real person.
Yeah. So it's like, it's fake news, basically, isn't it? That's designed to go viral so that you can really believe that Hillary Clinton said this outrageous thing she never really did say.
Yeah, exactly.
For usually political purposes.
They're usually videos, right?
They're usually videos, which actually does play to your strengths, genuinely. You do make videos for a living. Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll be able to make a deep fake?
I imagine it's really difficult. Yeah. I can't see how I would do that off my own back. I could probably hire someone on Fiverr, though, couldn't I?
Well, actually, yeah, why not? I mean, I'm happy to stump up a budget of beer money.
$5?
Well, 50. Knock yourself out.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right. Imagine.
That's more than I earn in a month!
I have a feeling that some deep fake pornography of celebrities was created and they tried to sue the person who'd made it.
Yeah, well, that's a hella grey area, isn't it?
Yeah, misrepresented them.
Well, should I make some Ollie porn?
Well, you mean me?
Yeah. No, because I could just film myself doing it.
Sure.
Man's glands.
I mean, this is going to end with me being the subject of some terrible deepfake hoax, isn't it?
I mean, definitely, yeah.
I'm not really now that confident that we should be doing this on the show. But we are. So let's find out in January how you got on with that. And Ollie, we're going to be hearing from you again, I believe, before the month is through, because on December the 16th, we're releasing a bonus episode.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be looking back at how we made The Sounds of Christmas back in 2018, our chart-topping success.
Yeah, there's a few words in that sentence that aren't quite accurate, but yeah, fine. Yes, the charity single that we put out last Christmas.
Yep.
So we've got a special like documentary long-form version of the story.
Yes.
Of how you put that song together.
Exactly.
And that will be on your feeds, man fans, on December the 16th. Time for some proper music now, though, because as you'll know, if you're a regular listener here at The Modern Man, at this point in each show, we feature a record of the month. But today, we have a live performance. Give it up like we're in a zoo-style format for J.C. Stewart! That was full-on Steve Wright in the afternoon.
That was good. Yeah.
Giving it up like Lent came early.
Thank you for coming in, J.C.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Now, your music career got off to a kickstart thanks to Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, I met him like 3 years ago at a party, and there was one Scottish guy and one Northern Irish guy, and obviously we had no choice but to be friends after that.
No Englishman to complete the joke.
There was, but you know, we didn't talk to them, so it's fine.
That's a better punchline.
Yeah. And then obviously he went on to be Lewis Capaldi, and I was lucky enough to sort of do some late night sort of pint filled writing sessions with him, and one of those songs made it onto his album, and then I toured with him a little bit, and
I mean, and that's been insanely successful, right?
It's Grammy done all right. We had a night out on last Friday, actually, where we had like a Grammy nomination party in Belfast, of all places. So it's like, you know,
how old are you?
I'm 22.
22.
I didn't get nominated for a Grammy.
He's been to a Grammy nomination party.
It wasn't for me, Sammy, but you know, it's good. It's good.
You're being like quite heavily pushed at the moment. I've seen you around. You're in Amazon's ones to watch for next year, the MTV list as well. What's that like, being at the centre of a kind of promotional whirlwind? Like, have you played some weird gigs?
Oh my goodness, yeah. I played in Old Trafford last night. That was a weird one. In front of Manchester United players who did not look like they wanted to be there, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Why were they there?
I think it's in their contracts. That's what it said in their eyes anyway. But that was fun. I'm playing in like a weird nightclub thing tonight for MTV, so that's another weird one. There's been a lot of weird stuff.
Amazing. Okay, well, you have penned our record of the month. Tell us about it before you play.
Yeah, I wrote this one in Manchester with two friends of mine, and we were kind of just chilling out. It was like midnight, and we were just talking about our absolutely disastrous sort of dating lives, and it was just getting funnier and funnier because we just were like outdoing each other on the disaster scale. And then we just started. They're both musicians, and obviously we're like, let's write a song about it, and The Wrong Ones was kind of born very quickly that night. So, yeah.
Wow. It's a very exciting moment because when we first dreamed this magazine format, JC, back in 2015, I wanted a moment like this. So here, performing live on The Modern Man, you heard it here first, it's JC Stewart. Take it away.
One who I call just to help me forget says all the right things, but they mean nothing yet. And I know that we say it's a means to an end, but I still feel lonely. So tell me why, and why do I just keep falling for the wrong ones? Is it you or me? Does no one else feel right, right, right? And why do I just keep falling for the wrong ones? Is it you or is it me? Or does no one else fit by my side? Yeah. To the one always asking for a room with a view, here for the drinks, but she swears that is you. Or the one who's just trying to get back that erection. She told me no games, but she played me the best. And I keep diving deeper, but I never see it. There's 8 billion people, so tell me why. Yeah, why do I just keep falling for the wrong ones? Is it you or me? Does no one else feel right, right, right? Yeah, why do I just keep falling for the wrong ones? Is it you or is it me? Or does no one else fit by my side? Every night I don't get no sleep, and I wonder what the problem's with me. Every night I don't get no sleep, oh why, no why. Every night I don't get no sleep, and I wonder what the problem's with me. I wonder what the problem's with me. Oh why, no why. Why do I just keep falling for the wrong ones? Is it you or me? Does no one else feel right, right, right? And why do I just keep falling for the wrong ones? Is it you or is it me? Or does no one else fit by my side?
Thank you, Ali.
You're
going to make more than a fiver with that.
Have you thought about going on Fiverr? You'd make a killing on that.
Studio quality vocals coming out in one take. Alex, were you thinking back on all your loves?
Well, there's a lot of them. A hell of a lot of wrong-uns.
Song's not long enough, is it, Alex?
Well, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
JC's going to come back later in true Live Lounge style to serenade us at the end of the show. Spoiler, it's a Christmas song.
Yes!
But if you want to find the wrong ones online, you can find it available to stream wherever you get.
Or just go on
music.
Tinder. Sorry.
Okay, before we progress with our annual What the Fuck Fest, the Foxhole Christmas Special, we must thank our sponsors for this episode, Beer52.com. Beer 52 deliver delicious craft beers from around the world direct to your door. If you don't believe us, here are the sound of some opening on mic right now.
Woohoo!
Now, because they're quality IPAs, you don't necessarily get the audio snap that you would with a lager. Ollie, what have you got there?
I have got a Mosaic Lager, and it's won the World Beer Awards World's Best Seasonal Lager.
Alex, what have you got your lips around?
I've got a Cloudberry Saison, which sounds a little bit like something Kate Bush would sing about.
And I have a Muster Lumi Black Snow IPA. Me neither, but it tastes ace. If you don't believe me, you can get maybe not this exact case, but a very similar one for free. That's right, just for being a man fan, you can get 8 delicious, hand-curated craft beers delivered direct to your door for the price of fuck all. All you need to pay is the £2.95 postage, and you can find that at beer52.com/man. That's beer, the number 5, the number 2, .com/MANN. And you also get a free snack in there as well, and a copy of Ferment magazine featuring a column by the one and only Ollie Peart. Ollie, I notice you are right now reading your own column from the magazine.
Well, the thing is, I write these and then I forget what I've written. And then when I get the beer delivered through my door, I then read it and go, oh, did I write that?
Oh, I'm good, aren't I? And as you carry on drinking, you think you're even better. Perhaps give us a sample paragraph.
It would be like a newspaper editor knowing you're very... It would like...
Brilliant. I just had one sip of Mosaic Lager, everyone. Anyway, beer52.com/MANN.
Should we move from his column to a different type of column?
I think we're in the right mood now for the Christmas Foxhole. It is our annual festive feature-length quiz.
I've been worried about this since the last one.
Brought to you by Alex Fox. Alex, I have no script. This is yours. Take it away.
Well, gents, you'll be ecstatic to hear that I'm kicking off with a round called Possessed Pussy, a.k.a. the Ouija Vajayjay.
Ooh, we're in a erotic Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, this is quite creepy.
This is a teledildonic device called a Fleshlight Kiru Launch. And it's a teledildonic masturbator.
There's rather a lot of room in there. I mean, I'd feel a bit intimidated by...
Not for me!
Well, it's inserted into the launch device, which allows it to be moved automatically, either following a pre-programmed pattern, or a partner can move it remotely using an app or using a partnered device. All you need to do is rest it on your groin and then it will move automatically according to either what you've pre-programmed it to do or what your partner is commanding it to do from afar.
I'm not putting my dick in that.
You didn't, don't worry. You don't need to put any part of yourself inside anything yet. This device has actually been possessed by the spirit of Foxhole question askers past.
What?
Well, you got to hand it to her. I mean, she doesn't go for a simple format.
Previous listeners who've written into the Foxhole have possessed the masturbator that you see before you. Your mission is to ask the Fleshlight up to 10 questions. It will move fast for yes and slow for no.
What stop the? For
and you have to try and identify what spirit has possessed it. It's going to be a listener who's asked a previous Foxhole question.
Right.
Are you clear on the rules?
I don't think it's going to ITV Daytime, but yes.
Ollie Mann, first question.
Okay. Are you a man? The vagina is moving strongly and firmly, so that's yes. Okay. Ollie, your turn.
Is your question about piss? Oh, it's a slow... Just hit me in the face. It just... It's
like the most disgusting game of whack-a-mole. That is horrible. Anyway, it's a no.
Right. Did your question involve group sex? No, it's moving slowly. Hmm. No, it didn't.
Was your question about same-sex relationships?
It was.
Yes!
So it was a gay man. Oh, I know. Are you the ghost of the man who wrote in to say he wanted to teach Catholic school children about same-sex relationships? Yes!
Yes,
you are. What Vagina says yes.
This fleshlight currently holds the spirit of the letter from Season 10, Episode 7, which was from a teacher worried about how to teach about LGBTQ rights in a Catholic school. We've had some feedback from one of our listeners, Paul, who said he really enjoyed the discussion, but he wanted to add that in addition to the organisations that I mentioned, our writer there should also get in touch with a teaching union who could support him in asserting his rights in his work environment. He gives the NASUWT as an example and says that one of his friends taught in a Church of England school in London and was told by the principal that revealing his bisexuality to his form group was inappropriate, even though it was in an SRE lesson and many of the rest of the staff were openly gay. This guy was helped by his union rep to raise the issue and was glad to have stood up for his rights. And Paul says sexuality shouldn't be a barrier to progression in any career, and this is something we can now collectively achieve.
And he said all of that through the medium of a haunted fleshlight.
Yeah, which is now...
That's amazing what the teaching unions can do, isn't it? very
which
powerful
now...
body. Oh, is it being possessed by another listener?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Well, another listener question.
Vagina, vagina, who are you?
A new spirit has possessed the thruster. Ollie P, would you like to ask it a question?
Do you have a penis? That's a resounding yes.
Sorry, I need to talk into the hole, don't I? Did you get in touch about your penis? Yes!
Oh!
Ooh.
About your penis.
So it's a man with a penis who got in touch with a question about his penis.
Do you know what? I'm going to go straight in with this, because I seem to recall a question about this. Are you the bloke that snapped your banjo string? Oh, no.
It's a penis-related problem.
Is it to do with cleaning up your dick after anal sex? No. Is it, to do with ejaculation? Sorry, I'm getting a bit carried away. No, it isn't.
Is it to do with ripping your foreskin?
Oh, it's a bit to do with ripping your foreskin. Tight foreskin. Yes!
Oh!
It's a man with a tight foreskin.
Oh, well...
Well played.
well played, Badge.
The rules of the polite rules of cricket.
How's that? Jolly good.
Okay, we had a listener write in to say that they very much enjoyed listening to the Stomasexual episode with Hannah Witten, which was Season 8, Episode 9.
Oh, yes.
We also discussed phimosis, which is a condition where men's foreskins are too tight. And this listener said that he's tried something called Femocure, P-H-I-M-O-C-U-R-E, a product made in England, he says, that he had shipped to the US, and it's helped him with his tight foreskin. It's a set of small rings made of medical silicone that can be used to gradually stretch the foreskin by wearing them for a considerable period of time. I had a look at these. Have you seen when people stretch their earlobes and have those like flesh tunnels?
Mm. Yeah.
It's a bit like a flesh tunnel, but for your love tunnel.
Like a reverse brace for your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah. They're a little bit like these ear gauges, and you can find them at fimocure.net. Mm.
Okay, so we're going to put the Ouija vagina away. Yes. I believe I'm in the lead, 2-0 currently.
Where does it live, by the way? Does it live in like a wooden lockbox?
The Jim Henson Creature Workshop, I believe. Now for round two, which I believe is related to the VR experience you supplied for Ollie and I earlier today.
Yes, you undertook a sensory virtual reality experience by Raspberry Dream Labs. You got to interact with each other inside a sensual virtual space.
Well, that's one way of putting it. I mean, Ollie, when Alex told you that you were going to come to the office and put on a Oculus Rift, what were you expecting from an Alex Fox-endorsed virtual reality session?
I thought that I would inhabit an avatar of a mustachioed porn star and be doing you up the bum. That's basically what I thought was going to
happen. It's not that far off. I was expecting something a bit more photoreal. What we got was something more sensual, more erotic, more abstract.
Very abstract, wasn't it?
And then got to see each other in our naked forms.
In, like, you know those wiry sculptures that you see for sale at, like, tourist places? Do you know the ones I mean? Like, if you go around Mallorca, they have them for sale where they have, like, a cyclist done in wire.
It's a classic Ollie Pitt reference.
No, dude, I'm serious. People,
you know that holiday I took once?
Listen,
you know, that's common to everyone's universal experience.
I'm telling you now, people will know exactly what I'm talking about, those wire sculptures. That's what they look like.
Well, let's have a listen.
Oh, hang on. You've got stuff happening on your... Oh, no, what's that? That's just...
Okay, whatever you just did
gave
me, like, a little sort of nipply... moisturising effect.
There? What's going on?
Yes, there. There.
Where? Point where?
Oh dear, I don't know what you did. It was somewhere on here.
Okay, right, hang on.
There we go, yes. Okay, that's
it. Nipple tickles. There you go.
I am receiving some tickles from you.
Oh God, you're getting bigger for some reason.
Yeah. Well, that was the sound of me being the receiver and Ollie being the giver. Were the roles we were assigned by the lady who was in charge of the VR.
I insisted.
You did. And I was open-minded.
Well, it was designed to be more artistic and sort of to provoke a sense of arousal and intrigue rather than to be pornographic. Mm. And it's not genital-based, is it?
No. You know? And actually, that was noticeable because we didn't have hard-ons. And I don't mean us in real life. I mean our VR versions of ourselves. You could look down and see an impressive-sized penis, but one that was very much flaccid.
Might have been impressive to you.
Well, hopefully...
It's another day in the office for you. But I did just think, if a man had designed this to indicate arousal, there'd be a stiffy at this point. But this was very much all about the sensations. There was someone in my ear going, fuck, 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 fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was quite surreal and weird.
Yeah.
And it went glitchy. I don't want to criticise it too much, but it went glitchy a bit, and that freaked me out because the point where it went glitchy was we were in kind of like a hyper pornographic magic eye, and then it went all glitchy, and loads of cocks and tits started flicking in my face, and Ollie's hands were up in the air, and he'd morphed into a woman, and yeah, it was quite weird.
It does occasionally glitch out because it's quite fetal technology, and what Raspberry Dream Labs are trying to do is incorporate smell and haptics, so you've got sensation in there, depending on whether you're the receiver or the giver. You've got two interacting people, you've got visuals, you've got sounds. It's a lot, so it's not as smooth as it could be at the moment, and it requires an enormous amount of processing power.
But to be fair, if we were a real couple, I think we'd have had a different experience. We were larking about.
Yeah.
You went there with someone you really fancied and you were up for taking it seriously.
Yeah. Well, I sort of gamified it, didn't I? I was trying to sort of work out where I could tickle your nips. And I think if you would... Well, if you were doing it with a partner, yes, you'd take it a little bit more seriously.
Anyway, Alex, you're going to quiz us on this experience we've had.
Yes, and hopefully you will have been taking it seriously this morning because we're about to play a game called Squirtual Reality. I'm going to read out a list of features, some of which were in the simulation and some of which weren't. You need to tell me by calling out VR or VRnt. And if you get it wrong, I'm going to squirt some of this gin and tonic flavoured lubricant into your mouth.
Oh, God.
Let's kick off with you, Ollie Man. VR or VRnt? You walked through lilac clouds into a pink, orange and purple pulsing vagina.
VR. Yes.
Correct. Ding!
That doesn't happen to me every day. It sticks in the brain.
Ollie P, VR or VRnt? Mm-hmm. When you touched virtual Ollie Man, green sparkling twinkles came off his skin.
Did he? Oh, God.
Oh, he's blocked it out.
Yeah, do you know what? Just remembering that wiry wang. Do you know what? I know the answer to this. It's VRnt. The colour was blue and pink.
This has really lodged in your mind.
So it shows you, doesn't it, how effective VR is, actually.
No one's had to gargle the G&T.
No, because we did this hours ago. This was this morning. We're now, 5 o'clock in the afternoon recording
this. It's because compared to actual reality, it's incredibly simplistic. How could I forget that?
Ollie Mann. When you were being massaged by Ollie P, every twinkle that came off your virtual skin made the sound of a single piano key being pressed.
Well, that's a hard one because I, unlike my flaccid penis in the animation, because I could believe that were the case, but it could easily have been like a violin sound. I'm going to say VRnt.
Oh, it was! You're going to have to glug
eat
down
the
some
lube. Eat the lube! 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 I'm not going to stop singing this until you eat the lube. Eat the lube! Eat the lube.
I mean,
eat the lube. Sorry,
it's astonishing
listeners.
To think
eat
that
lube.
Technically I employ you to do
eat
this.
Eat the lube. I'm not
okay,
stopping.
I'm going to squeeze this into my mouth, right?
Yeah, do it. Yeah, eat okay. the lube. Oh my god. Oh god, even watching this.
Why did you
oh
suck
god.
The lid?
Ollie, you only put a little bit in there, what are you?
There's not a spray.
Oh god. Cam. No, he's gargling lube.
Why did you think I'd have lube in a spray can?
Well, how was I supposed to eat it?
You're
squeeze it into my hand.
You made me sick, Ollie, man.
What was I supposed
you
to do?
You made me sick.
Can okay, I just say, the flavour of that accurately is Jelly Babies.
Oh, gin and tonic.
That is not G&T, that okay. is Jelly Babies.
That's weird, because that's what I use for lube.
Okay, Ollie P, in the final scene you saw in the virtual world, there were 14 sex mannequins present, 15 if you count the octopus.
Oh, shit. VR.
Correct!
Oh.
Yes! Do you know what? I was a shot in the dark, that one.
Ollie Mann, one of them was wearing a cat mask.
VR. I remember that.
No, it was a
what?
Dog mask.
It was a dog mask.
Oh, come on. That's
I
a trick question.
I even pointed it out. I knew the answer.
Eat the lube. Eat the lube.
Eat the lube. Just less gross this time. Eat okay. the lube.
I'm squeezing it into my hand. I am administering it gently onto my tongue.
Oh, God.
Be prepared to be aroused.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Oh, God.
I can feel the throbbing erection.
Okay, so do we have a winner?
At the end of that round, it's now 2-2.
Oh, I'm tense, and that's no way to be during the foxhole. We're going to take a quick break. Before that, Alex, in three words, can you tease what you have coming up in the grand finale of the Foxhole Christmas Quiz?
I'm going to give you four words, but it's called Together in Electric Screams.
More after this. Okay, we're back with the annual Foxhole Christmas Quiz, and we have now each had a complete can of beer.
Can I just have another one?
Well, I think, there's only so many hours I can put into editing this shit. Yeah. Now, last night, I received a WhatsApp message from our producer, Matt, to our hashtag Team Man account. I'll quote it now verbatim. Gents, Alex and I would like to know if you and Ollie have any major issues with mild electric shocks. Ollie, how did you feel when you received that message?
Well, the only experience I have of being electrocuted is when I touched an electric fence and it was the most horrible thing in the world. No, it was a dare as a kid and it feels like a bouncy ball going up your arm. And yeah. So I have big, massive reservations about it because this is a sexual part of the show and I just envisage it's going to be on my nipples or my scrotum.
Alex, tell us about the final game.
Guys, I know how much you absolutely loved last year's pungent scratch and sniff game.
Mm.
So this year...
Not stopped talking about it, have we, Ollie?
I still smell those pants.
In that case, you'll be over the moon to learn that I have procured from Tokyo's largest sex superstore 4 vials of scent, which are designed to be applied to sex dolls to make them smell more realistically like humans.
Practical and enlightening.
I am going to blindfold the both of you.
Oh, fucking hell.
Get you to guess...
Well, it's got to be fair.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
We guess what the smell is. We can't see what's written on the bottle, can we?
Yeah, okay, fine.
You need to try and identify what it is that you're sniffing.
Right.
And if you get it wrong, here in my hand I have... A rabbit.
It is, of course, phallic-shaped, everybody, for the listeners at home.
It's a rabbit vibrator, but it's by a company called MyStim. So in addition to the traditional vibration, It also emits mild to not mild at all electric shocks.
Wow.
My arsehole's just tightened.
Actually, I'm reassured by the fact that if you're supposed to put that onto your clit, I presume that it's actually going to be okay to go on my arm. I mean, you're not going to stick it on my
balls, are you? I'm going to ask you to hold it in your hand.
Right.
And I won't set the electric shocks too high, but I will tell you that when I used one of these, and it wasn't this model, this is a fresh one, don't worry, I decided to try and test how high I could go, and it electrocuted me so severely that it shot out of my vag and hit the wall.
What?
Can we go for mild, please?
Hang on a minute. Hang on. No, wait. Let's just break this down a little bit. Shot out and hit the fucking wall. How near the wall were you?
Quite a long way away.
Right.
I clenched really hard, Ollie. It was quite full on.
I don't mean this in a grotesque, pervy way, but yeah. I would literally pay to see that.
Yeah. Well, we might work on a crowdfunder for next year.
The toy flew forward and I flew backwards. It was animated. Okay, gentlemen, please don. Your blindfolds.
Some tension music, please. as if that were necessary.
This is our first bottle of, well, this is actually a type of lubricant designed to be used with a Japanese love doll to make it more realistic. Mm-hmm. Just give this a sniff. I wouldn't inhale too deeply if I were you.
Okay.
And let me know if you think you can identify what that's supposed to smell like.
Well, I mean, they're not going to call the scent fishy vagina, are they?
But oh, God. Oh,
that's
God.
Essentially, yeah, I mean, it's a fishy and slightly BOE smell.
Ollie, what you just had beneath your nostrils is... Yeah. Jizz cum-scented water-based lube. I'm afraid you were wrong.
I didn't get cum from that.
Are you ready to grasp the electric dildo?
Not really.
Oh my God, like it's actually torturous. All of those words. Sniff the cum, hold the electric cock. Fuck me.
I'm touching it. I just don't want to touch it for long.
Grab the cock. Okay,
Ollie P, yeah. Are you ready for your scent?
No, I'm definitely not, but yeah,
okay.
Go on. Oh! hang on. I think that is sweaty, horrible. I think that's poo.
Poo.
Ollie, hold your hand out.
Yeah, okay. Oh, shit!
You, you're
shit! 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 Shit!
That was
shit.
The smell of...
I'm so scared!
A young man's penis with a full load.
Fuck me! No, I'm gonna get... Oh, shit! Oh, that was horrible! That's the worst thing in the world! I've literally just smelled a cock and been electrocuted!
Holy man! Wow, this one comes with an addition, which I will reveal later. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I've never grimaced this much.
Okay, honestly, I can't smell anything. I don't know if it echoes my natural smell.
I would hope not.
I can't smell anything.
Take a guess.
Oh, hold on, I got something then.
Just electrocute him.
I'm gonna go anal glands.
What the fuck?
But it's faint. It's faint.
It is faint. Ollie, hold your hand out.
Oh, here we go.
Are you ready?
He's getting
zapped. Yes, alright.
That was ointment designed to
just electrocute me.
Designed to be applied to the menstrual stained panties that accompany to give a realistic period smell. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to
I cannot deal with it. I'm sorry. Okay.
Who is the perfumier in this? I mean, imagine that. Oi, mate, can you recreate the smell of some menstrual blood on some pants? Yeah.
Final challenge, Ollie P.
Oh, God.
Hold your hand out. Smell this.
Oh. Do you know what? I think that is sweat.
Oh!
Well done.
Ollie Pitt has just avoided the final electrocution. That is supposed to be the smell of a girl's underarm area.
That is the worst thing you've ever done to me, ever.
It might have been the worst thing that's ever happened to you, but it's also the best in that you've just won the quiz. You've won the XXXmas Foxhole Christmas special.
It was almost worth it.
Okay, in a moment we will welcome back JC Stewart to serenade us with a Christmas song. But just before that, one final festive offering for you. There is just time to appoint our Christmas Manbassador 2019. It is a significant moment. So, to break the news, we're going to give them a call. Can you hear the ringing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Claire?
Hiya.
Hi, it's Ollie Mann here from the Modern Man podcast. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have any idea why I might be calling?
No, not really. I mean, I know that Michelle and I talk about you on a regular basis. It's really weird. I'm really red.
Michelle has been in touch. She describes herself as a Mad Man fan from Holmes Chapel, Cheshire.
She is.
And she says, I would like to recommend my friend Claire to be the Manbassador for Cheshire.
Yes.
Yes, good. I'm glad this could have been very awkward. I'm glad you're excited. She has totally revolutionised my housewifery duties by recommending me your podcast. She says, when I asked her if she's listened to this month's podcast, not wanting to spoil it for me as I'm binging on old episodes catching up, she replied, weirdly enough, earlier in the week, my boss got me to try the same food stuff that Ollie and Ollie were trying. Why were you eating insects?
Well, I don't know. My boss brought them in. She likes proteiny things and said, here, have a cricket. So I thought I'd eat a cricket. So they were very tasty.
Well, I mean, that's disgusting. They're disgusting.
I should say Ollie's here. Alex is here as well.
Hey, Claire. I'm really glad that the proteiny thing that you were made to eat by your boss was a cricket, because in my line of work, that could have been worse.
Now, Claire, you work for the NHS, I understand,
I
as
do.
A... What is it, an orthoptist?
Eyes. It's like an eye physio, for want of a better
word. Eye physio?
Basically, yeah. So, you know, people who've got like wonky eyes or double vision or kids who wear patches, that's me. I'm the one who makes them wear a patch.
Sounds like a genuinely useful thing that you do for the community.
I love my job. I love it.
I feel rather humble that we do something so essentially pointless. But nonetheless, I'm going to follow Michelle's email. She says, it would be a fab early Christmas present for me to give to Claire, as I've got no cash now. Could she be Manbassador for Cheshire?
Oh, that's wonderful. Claire, I'd love to be. I'd love it.
I now pronounce you Manbassador for Cheshire. Congratulations. But can you hang on the phone for another 5 minutes?
I
promise.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
We're going to serenade you because we are being joined by Mr. JC Stewart, who's going to serenade you with a Christmas song. JC, you must have spent a while choosing what's your favourite.
Yeah, like this is a good one, I'm not going to lie, but I missed out a couple. There's obviously Justin Bieber Mistletoe. I don't even care what you say. That's a banger. I came out and I'm like, yeah, I got to hate this song, but that's class. What else? The Darkness one where he just screams a lot.
Don't let them know.
That's so good.
It's class.
Well, we won't spoil what the song is. I'll just say, Alex Fox, thank you for another year of quality podcasting.
Apologies to everything I've done to your mind.
Ollie Pitt, thank you.
Thank you.
I've been Ollie Mann, the producer, Matt Hill. And to play us out, Mr. JC Stewart.
Woohoo!
JC, take it away. Claire, this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. A Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you fool me again. And last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. A crowded room, friends with tired eyes, I'm hiding from you in your soul of ice. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. A face on a lover with the fire in his heart. A mind undercover, but you tore me apart. And, and now I found a real love, you'll never fool me again. Cause last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Oh, 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 ooh. Cause last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Ooh.
Happy Christmas.
That's incredible. Thanks.
Drop that motherfucker. Well, that is lovely. Jolly good. He's a right young whippersnapper.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the ageing process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.